And I'm going to welcome you tonight to Your Magical Mind. This is Ruth Wilson. I'm a life coach and a certified hypnotherapist. And we're going to do a short session on putting some happiness within easy reach so that you can grab it whenever you need to. We are here to explore the magic and miracle making of your mind with a hypnotic meditation. And hypnosis is a state of heightened focus. So I'm going to ask you to be safe and not listen while driving or using equipment. And also be aware that while I guide you through this process of focus and thoughts, you may maintain all the control of the content of your thoughts and the magic that you choose to do, and your mind will orchestrate how this plays out for you. So you are powerful and you are in control. Today's meditation is named after the spiritual song, Oh Happy Day. And you're really lucky, I'm not going to sing that to you. But there are a number of ways that you can put yourself in a better mood and bring forth your happiness. And we're going to stack some of these on top of each other to give you a happy day and help you recall a happy day when you want to. Let's start by getting comfortable. So relax and breathe gently and deeply. Let your breath out as quietly as possible. And as you are aware of this gentle breathing in and out, you may find yourself relaxing. I don't know if you'll relax quickly or if it will take a little while. And honestly, it's nice to relax, but it doesn't matter. The hypnotic meditation will work just as well, however you choose to follow along. But it's so nice to be relaxed and comfortable. So as you hear my voice and breathe gently, just imagine that you can be twice as relaxed and comfortable. And see that more relaxed you just in front of you. And slide into that version of yourself. Breathe in the comfort and the peace. And breathe it out and appreciate that. And imagine you could double the relaxation you feel. Double it again. See that version of yourself in front of you again. She's twice as relaxed. And slide into that version of you and breathe in and integrate it. Breathe in the comfort, enjoy it. Let your face relax and your eyebrows relax and let all the muscles soften as you allow a gentle smile to cross your face. And this is important, even if you don't feel like smiling, I'm going to ask you to smile. And I ask you to humor me, and I use the word humor because smiling is good for you. And it changes your body chemistry in a really favorable way. Now allow your consciousness to sink. It may be in your head or largely in your head. Let it sink down into your heart. And then down below your rib cage, into your center, into the center of your body. You could put a hand on your center just above the belly button if you like, and that will strengthen your centered consciousness. When you put your awareness in your center, you become stronger. And you have access to your full intelligence, your magical mind. You also become more grounded and stable, and you're more easily able to release energies you want to let go of. And often we have things we want to let go of. It's easier for your body to let go of resistance than it is to take on happiness. So let's make this easy. Imagine now that you are connected from your tailbone to the center of the earth, And any energies in your body that you don't want, you can let go of. You got some thoughts you don't like, let them go. Let them sink right into the center of the earth. Any mental images of people you don't want to see, let them drop down into the center of the earth. Any little tension over here, discomfort over there, let those drop down. Let them drop right out of your body into the center of the earth. Let them go and sink into Mother Earth, right down to her very center. She knows what to do with that stuff. Let go of anything that is not happy, not comfortable. Let it go. Let it go. Notice anything that hurts. Stop giving it any energy. Let it go. Just soften around any part of you that's not relaxed and breathe ease into it. Just imagine you can breathe into it. Anything you can release, drop it into Mother Earth. I like referring to the Earth as Mother Earth because she does support us and she's more than happy to absorb and recycle energies for you. Just imagine you can call right down through the earth from your feet to the very center of the planet. You can call a nice hello, a friendly hello to Mother Earth. Listen for her response. Just get quiet now. What do you see and sense and feel in response? Just notice that for fun. And also notice that now you are strong and centered and supported and loved by the earth, your home. And it was just that easy to establish that connection. And it was just that easy to have access to the love and support. Rest in the present. Let the energy that pours in from above fill you from head to toe. Yes, there's source energy that pours in to the top of your head from above and fills you with information, fills you with energy, keeps you alive. And it can also wash away anything you stirred up that you don't want. It can wash away anything you stirred up that you want to release now. Any worries, thoughts about things that have to be done, what you said or what you thought or what you did earlier, let it all just go. You can pick it up later if you really want to. Let the resistance go. And then think of someone you love. And really make it someone who makes you feel some delight. So it might be a family member, or it might be a pet, or it might be a friend. It could be even somebody that you see on television or someone who's a character that's not real. It doesn't matter. If you feel delight and love, think of them. Allow your love for them, for the person, the creature, the idea. Let that love well up in your heart. Put a smile on your face and let that love spread to your whole body. Notice how that love feels in your body. You may feel it as a tingling. You may feel light. You may feel heavy, but it feels special. And it feels special in your body. Look back now to your birth. Imagine you can see the time from your birth to present. I don't know where that is for you. Maybe you know. But look back to your birth. If you don't know where it is, just decide, where is that timeline that goes from my birth to now? And again, we're going to clear the resistance. So let your unconscious show you 10 times that difficult things happen from birth to the present day. You don't have to remember them. In fact, you shouldn't remember them. Just know they're there. And make them dim, dull, and small. You got the good from them. And smile, if you can, about getting the good from them, because all those events got you here. All those events had something for you to benefit by. But now they can be insignificant, and reduce the resistance so that you can feel more happy energy. And we're going to call that in now. So look back to your birth again, same place, and let your unconscious show you 10 positive things that happened. They might show up like stars. They might be gold stars or little bright lights, beautiful lanterns, but there are 10 of them. You don't have to pay attention to what they are, but see the 10 most positive things that happen to make you stronger and better. Just be aware of those 10 incidents that made you feel great. And if you just happen to feel great when you remember them, when you remember that they exist, that's okay. Your unconscious will show them to you, so you may find yourself feeling pretty jazzy about these 10 events that you experienced. You might remember them, you might not. It's not important to remember them consciously. Just remember feeling great, being glad. Whatever it was, love, pride, confidence. Brighten the light around these events. Turn up the volume. And float back to the beginning of your life over that timeline. And imagine you can swoop up to the present, scooping up all those positive events. Grabbing those gold stars or gold lanterns in your arms. And bringing the gold light of positive energy into the present. Grab it all and bring it right up to this very moment with you. And then use both hands. Use both hands now to bring it into your heart center so that you are glowing gold energy. You can bring it into your heart center and let it spread and fill up your belly, the very center of your body. Let it spread into the front and the back of your body. Let that gold light take over your entire body and even your personal space. even your personal space bubble. So imagine if anyone could see you from outer space, they'd see this glowing, luminous, beautiful crystalline gold bubble with you in it. What a beautiful thing. What a beautiful, beautiful thing. So relax and know that this is true. It may seem like a metaphor, but know that somebody who's clairvoyant could look at you and see something very like that, something very beautiful. So relax and let the good feelings fill every cell in your body. And bring your thumb and your first two fingers together on one of your hands. And feel those good feelings intensify and even more. Breathe them in. Make them brighter. Relax your hand. Relax your body. Notice that the good feelings intensify when you relax and let go of any effort. Now bring those fingers together again and intensify that good feeling in your body. Breathe it in and relax your hand. Now, imagine you can shine your light of good feelings into the future. Wherever you see the future, if you don't see it anywhere, make up a place where the future is. Make up that future timeline. And beam that gold light into the future a day or two. Just a little bit in the future and see that exquisite quality of the light. It's gold. It's luminous. It has just a little tinge of pink in it. It's not like any color we see here on Earth. It's a really heavenly color. Then beam that light. Maybe a week into the future. And then a month. Now imagine you can float out into the future, out about a month, and turn around and see that light shining from today. You may see a really clear, crystal clear picture, or you may just get an impression. It really does not matter. It works either way. So just appreciate how beautiful this gold light is in your life, in your body, in your being. Then float back easily into the present moment and settle into your body and see, did anything unusual happen over the near future? Was there anything you should be aware of? Do you get the sense that some good things are going to happen? Because they will. Are there days that you're going to need a little bit more light? If you get a sense of that, just beam more of that light into those days. Pave the coming month with happiness. Let this gold light shine out over the future timeline for the next month and just shine on the timeline, like lights shining on a road or pathway. Let that light underlie all the days and events of your life, no matter what happens, as you go out into the days ahead, you can feel your grounding. You can feel your grounding in the happiness, this joy that supports you. Underneath everything else, there's this deep joy, this knowledge that you are just perfect, that you're here for a reason. This knowledge that everything is just fine. When it looks just fine, it's just fine. When it looks like it might not be just fine, it's still just fine. A mountain path can zig and zag and still get you to the top of the mountain. And this path of joy can take you ahead through all the things that your days include and still carry forward an extra amount of happiness. And the deep, deep happiness that sometimes we are not aware of, that you can access all the time, anytime you want. So relax now. Bring your thumb and your first two fingers together again to signal your magic self that you want to feel this happy way. Bring those fingers together again to signal that you want another boost of that good feeling. And now, let's build in some controls. I know I like to be in control, and most of the people I know like controls. So pretend you're in your little personal space bubble, and let's call this our own personal rocket ship. And put a dashboard in front of yourself. And this is a wonderful dashboard because you don't even have to push a button like on a computer. You can just ask for it to appear, and it opens up in front of you in a convenient place. And it's only as big as you want, and the controls can be as simple as you want. So the first thing to put on your dashboard is a button. No, not a button, a dial. It's a dial. It's a dial for your happiness, and you can turn it up and turn up the happiness. And even though you just made a dial, if you decide you want a rheostat or a button or a switch, you can change this anytime you like. In fact, it's fun to play around with it and see what you might like to have on your personal dashboard. You can put in a another button below that happiness button, that happiness control, whatever you've decided on. And you could push that and get a little boost of happy hormones. Maybe you get a little dopamine, just the right amount, just a healthy amount, a balanced amount. Blended with hormones that keep you feeling peaceful and balanced. And when you push that button, you feel that all the way down your spine, all the way from the top of your head down to the base of your spine. And you just get a lovely, jazzy, happy tingle all through your body. If you push it again, you'll probably feel that tingle going right down your arms and your legs into your hands and toes. Then build in your own controller that gives you your own personal best happiness. For me, it's a video of somebody I love. I can turn on this little screen and look at the video of someone I love. It could be a video of a memory of a time you did something brilliant, a time you had so much fun. It could just give you a feeling. Maybe that feeling you get in your cheeks when you've been laughing so hard that your cheeks hurt. Or it could just be a signal to smile. And you can feel all these happy feelings, and the energy is just fine. So build in an energy button too. This one, I would say, you might want it to be a slider or a rheostat, so you can feel high energy happiness, or you can turn the energy down and just go to bed in a feeling of peace, but still full of happiness. It could be low excitement, high excitement. Could be peace and joy. And you can do whatever you want with this dashboard. You can play with it and change the controls around. You can throw the whole thing away and just manage your own happiness. You can combine some of the buttons. You could just have one button for perfect, optimal happiness. Maybe throw in a little meaning to your happiness. Whatever it needs to mean to you today. You could spend a lot of time with this or a little. Doesn't matter. As long as it's fun, enjoy it. So bring your thumb and your first two fingers together again. And let your dashboard close. And see how you feel When you bring those fingers and thumb together to recall the happiness that you've built in over this time. Different layers, different cross sections, different ideas. The truth is, deep down in your core, there is some joy of living. And the more you summon it up, the more you're going to enjoy it. So relax your hands now. Relax your hands and look into the future. And we're just going to future pace a little of this happiness into the next week. Take it with you. Shine it on things that need to be happy. Shine it on your whole week. The mundane, the special, take it with you. It might just be soft and gentle underlying your whole experience. Shining that energy on the people around you. And let it be soft and quiet and peaceful. Breathe in gently. Breathe out softly. Put your hand on your belly. And enjoy being in your center. Relax. Wiggle your toes. Move your fingers. When you're ready, open your eyes and stretch if you need to. And know you can have a happy day every day. A happier day, no matter what.